With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that explores the rich repertoire of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm delighted that you've joined me for the next hour of wonderful listening. Summer brings with it a somewhat more relaxed pace, a chance to enjoy nature, to relax, and perhaps to be inspired. So on today's edition of With Heart and Voice, we'll listen to sacred choral and organ music that inspires reflection and meditation with lovely works by Tchaikovsky, Messiaen, Kuhmann, Albinoni, and others. We'll begin with a delightful arrangement of the hymn All Things Bright and Beautiful to the tune Royal Oak, arranged for choir and harp by John Rutter, who leads the Cambridge Singers. John Rutter led the Cambridge Singers in his own arrangement of All Things Bright and Beautiful, with words by Cecil Francis Alexander and tune by Martin Shaw. Thelma Owen played harp. Prolific American composer Carson Kuhmann has composed a lovely setting of Psalm 84 in his anthem How Lovely is Thy Dwelling Place, dedicated to conductor Stephen Layton. We'll hear a recording by the Convivium Singers, directed by Alexander Norman. How Lovely Is Thy Dwelling Place by Carson Kuman. The Convivium Singers were led by Alexander Norman. In our next selection, flute and organ accompany choir in a serene setting of words by Harriet Beecher Stowe from the 19th century. Composer Fred Grammon has served as director of music at the American Church in Paris since 1976. We'll hear his calming anthem, Still, Still With Thee, sung by the American Repertory Singers under the direction of Leo Nestor.
Thank you.
Leo Nestor led the American Repertory Singers in Still, Still with Thee by Fred Grammon. Sarah Stern played flute with Jay Rader playing the organ. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The 20th century, especially the second half of the century, saw a veritable explosion in hymn writing, both in new texts and new tunes. Among the finest of those hymns written in this country is the hymn I Want to Walk as a Child of the Light, with text and tune written by Kathleen Thomerson. We'll hear it sung by the University of Texas Chamber Singers, led by James Morrow. Soloist is James Henderson. The University of Texas Chamber Singers, led by James Morrow, sang the hymn I Want to Walk as a Child of the Light, with both text and tune by Kathleen Thomerson. One of the venerable summer vacation locales on the East Coast is Ocean Grove, New Jersey, home of the renowned Ocean Grove Auditorium, built in 1894, with its large pipe organ with a history as long as the building itself. Organist Gordon Turk has recorded a disc entitled Summer Echoes on that great instrument, and we'll hear him perform In Summer by Charles Albert Stebbins. It uses the vast, colorful, orchestral resources of the instrument in a piece based on a sentimental poem extolling the joys of summer.
Thank you.
In Summer by Charles Albert Stebbins, one of a very few pieces he composed for the organ. Gordon Turk played the 205-rank instrument at the Ocean Grove Auditorium in New Jersey. The Cherubic Hymn of Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky is in three distinct sections, beginning and ending quietly with a dramatic central section. It's taken from his larger setting of the Divine Liturgy of St. John Chrysostom and is usually sung as part of the Eucharistic liturgy. The Trinity Choir from Trinity Church Boston is directed by Brian Jones.
Thank you.
Brian Jones led the Trinity Choir from Trinity Church in Boston in the Cherubic Hymn by Tchaikovsky. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Another piece for communion is coming up in the Transcendent O Sacrum Convivium by 20th century master Olivier Messiaen. The gently shifting harmonies and extremely slow-moving pace create a mystical sound world which one commentator has said is both prayerful yet slightly unsettling. Richard Marlowe leads the choir of Trinity College, Cambridge in this recording. O Sacrum Convivium by Olivier Messiaen was sung by the choir of Trinity College, Cambridge, directed by Richard Marlowe. Our next selection is comprised of an arrangement, with scriptural words added to what was originally an instrumental work. 20th century composer and musicologist Remo Gizzato famously took a fragment of music by 18th century composer Tommaso Albinoni and expanded on it to create what has become the famous Adagio for String Orchestra. Arranger John Cameron has taken the piece one step further in transcribing it for choir, setting the words of the Beatitudes. We'll hear a recording by the choir of New College, Oxford, directed by Edward Higginbottom.
Thank you.
The Beatitudes, an arrangement by John Cameron of the famous Adagio by Albinoni, as realized by Remo Gizzotto. The choir of New College, Oxford, was directed by Edward Higginbottom. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Norwegian composer Kim André Arnesen, born in 1980, spent a portion of his childhood as a chorister at the medieval Nidaros Cathedral in Trondheim, Norway. The liturgical hymns and chants which he learned there have had a significant influence on his development as a composer, combined in some unique ways with the pop music that surrounded the rest of his life in 1990s Norway. He was commissioned in 2017 to compose a Holy Spirit Mass in English for the National Lutheran Choir in Minnesota. It combines the traditional Mass texts with the 9th century poem Veni Creator Spiritus by Rabanus Moros. A new recording of the work has recently been released, and we'll hear the Trondheim Vocal Ensemble sing the second section of the work, traditionally the Gloria, here under the heading Fount of Life. Sophie Jennen conducts.
Thank you.
We heard Fount of Life, the Gloria portion of the Holy Spirit Mass by Kim Andre Arneson. The Trondheim Vocal Ensemble and instruments were led by Sophie Jenin. Legendary American organist, church musician, and pedagogue John Weaver composed a delightful and compelling toccata for organ in 1968, which shows his thorough understanding of the instrument and the technique needed to play it. We'll listen to a recording by Patrick A. Scott on the organ of Providence United Methodist Church in Charlotte, North Carolina. Toccata by John Weaver was performed by Patrick A. Scott on the organ of Providence United Methodist Church in Charlotte, North Carolina. Thank you for joining me for today's program as we've listened to music of meditation and relaxation for summer. I hope you've enjoyed the selections I've chosen and found them to be inspiring and meaningful. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. This program is available for on-demand listening on our website, withheartandvoice.org. We hope you'll like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. And now you can also follow us on Instagram. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, with assistance from Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for another edition of With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.